West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Whitesburg man is facing several charges in Carroll County after investigators say he shot at Carroll County deputies late Thursday afternoon. Deputies say they tried to pull over Brenton Dale Morrison driving a truck near Old Jones Road and Acorn Creek Road in Whitesburg. They say Morrison exited the truck and began shooting at deputies as he fled into the woods. Multiple bullets struck deputies' vehicles, according to reports. SWAT and Georgia State Patrol were called in to assist in a search. Residents in the area were advised to stay in their homes, and others were told to avoid the area. A couple of hours into the search, deputies were notified that Morrison had allegedly approached a home and was said to be nearly unconscious. Deputies arrived to find the suspect believed to be unconscious. They attempted to revive him, and he was taken to a local hospital. Morrison is also wanted on multiple charges out of Randolph County, Alabama. A Harrelson County grand jury has indicted a 65-year-old Buchanan man on 7 counts of sexual exploitation of children and 2 counts of photographing under an individual's clothing. After seeing evidence suggesting that he used a cell phone's camera to record under the clothing of intimate body parts of at least 2 patrons inside a Buchanan General Store. Investigators also recovered multiple digital images depicting minors engaging in sexual activity on the suspect's phone. Joseph Bang Griffith was arrested in December of 2021 following the initial allegations that he was surreptitiously recording the vaginal area and buttocks of 2 young females. Griffith has been free from the Harrelson County Jail since December of 2021 after posting a $50,000 bond. Now, Griffith was previously indicted on 8 counts of child molestation after he was accused of inappropriately touching 3 juveniles and exposing himself to at least 1 in 2015. However, in August of 2016, the Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office determined it could not prosecute the charges against Griffith due to insufficient evidence. And the city of Whitesburg is seeing construction begin on a new city hall. City officials say a new city hall has been needed for quite a while, as the old one on Main Street would flood during heavy rains and it began to develop mold and mildew. At one point, the city was offered what they considered a very good deal on the former bank building, now the Beverage Bank, but council voted the option down 3-2 and decided on moving City Hall to the used mobile classroom in use today. City officials say this building was old when they received it, and the city has had to do some renovations on it, continuing to spend money on the maintenance and upkeep of the outdated mobile classroom. Therefore, the city council has decided to continue a new City Hall project in phases as money becomes available. The first phase, the construction of the building shell, could be complete by the end of November. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.